Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Reese, what the fuck you got for us today?
Well, this episode.
Last episode was a banger, man, so like, I don't know if you can compare it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, this one's for our special friends, and this is about mass immigration, but not the one that everyone's talking about in Canada right now. This is one from the 1800s, and a story of involves a lot of people dying.
Fun.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Better titles.
Just fighting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
So, Jesse, where are you right now and how are you recording?
I am in a hostel in Milan, and I actually brought my professional microphone and reticulating arm, bendy thingy, and I managed to hook it up to the top of the bunk bed thingy that I'm in, and I'm ready to be professional. Let's go. Let's do it. Hi, special friends.
Professional podcasters. Well, I mean, you are on the Jesse Harley World Tour 2024.
So, sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Are there any kind of listeners in Milan? I don't know. But friends. This is a special friends episode.
This is a special friends episode. So we'll have to ask on the next episode if there are.
Yeah. No, I know.
Well, can you hear me? Okay. The microphone is like dangling below my. I just want to make sure quality is okay. Should I turn myself up a little bit? Is that better?
No, it's all good. It's all good. Jesse,
you genuinely like for a man who runs a podcasting company, I've never met someone who cares less about audio quality than you, like ever.
If I'm doing it for a paying client, it's different. This is our show, so
these are paying clients. These are our special friends.
I know, joking. No. It's just that you always ask me if it sounds okay when it sounds totally fine. So
I could be recording out of a tin can in a paper bag, and you tell me it sounds fine.
No, you could be recorded in the world's most fancy studio and you'd still find criticism.
Anyway,
all right, teach me the fucking thing.
Let's do a quick STD zone, small talk dimension zone. You just arrived in Milan for the first time. I've got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Does your stay in Italy make you see Canada differently?
Interesting question.
Change your perspective.
It's not that big of a culture shock. Hold on, I'm going to move this thing a little closer to my face.
But you are drinking constantly and in public.
I am drinking in public constantly. That is true. Something that you can't do in Canada. There's some interesting things in Canada, in Italy. For one thing, all the doors open inward, which is weird. Because in Canada, they legally have to open outwards in case there's a fire. And it's the quickest way out of the building is so you don't want to pull the thing in towards you, towards the fire. In Italy, they don't give a shit. It's all, every door opens inward. It's very strange. Secondly, there's no such thing as fucking crosswalks. You just walk out into traffic and hope they slow down. This is a thing. It's not like that's something they warn you shouldn't do.
That's like everywhere is the same.
Everywhere in Europe, because how it is in Canada. In Nova Scotia, jaywalking is so bad they created $1,000 fine for anyone who's caught jaywalking. Whereas it's not called jaywalking in Italy; it's just how you cross the fucking street. You just run out into traffic that is charging at you. I'm not fucking kidding. It sounds like I'm exaggerating. I'm not. It's weird, and you just hope they slow down. Like, it's really fucking weird, and I'm not used to it yet after a month of being here. Seriously.
That's like the rest of the world. That's most countries. That's the rules.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Canada and North Korea. That's the only place you follow those rules.
So I'm here. I just went to a spa. It was amazing. It was incredible. I spent the entire day at a spa, and I'm going to spend another day at the spa tomorrow.
Your life is just... I mean, meanwhile, in Canada, everything's fallen apart. Everyone's angry.
Why is everyone angry?
Pierre Poilievre. No one's got houses. Pierre Poilievre is laying into the media. Justin Trudeau is finally looking like he's reached the age of 30.
Yeah, single gray hair.
You're in Milan dodging Fiat and hanging out in spas.
That's great. I'm having a great time. I got my hair cut, so I finally feel like less of a caveman. It's nice.
Did they speak English, or did you just...
She didn't speak a word of fucking English.
So funny. It's put a lot of trust in a hairdresser to judge based on body language.
I looked up reviews, and all the reviews were in English from English speakers saying what a great place it was. I just fucking assumed.
Is it Google Translate?
That's what I had to end up using, and she used it too. It was kind of funny. The haircut is good. It's not fucking spectacular. It's good. It's okay.
I mean, considering you didn't share a common language, it could have gone a lot worse.
The thing that I really enjoyed about it, you know, that fucking uncomfortable, like, you feel a need to have small talk with the person cutting your hair.
I love small talk with random strangers.
I can't stand it.
I live for small talk with random strangers.
I feel like you're actually telling the truth.
I am. I just spent an hour waiting in a police station to get a form stamped, and it was full of nobody wanted to be there. Everyone was looking at each other suspiciously, going, "I hope you're here just to get a form stamped too, and not a murderer." And I think I made like three friends. It was great.
Well, the point I was getting to is we couldn't make small talk. She didn't speak a word of English, and my Italian is abysmal. And so we just sat there in silence while she cut my hair, and it was kind of really nice.
Do you know what I would have done? I would have pointed at things and asked what the word is for that in Italian, and then repeated back to it, and then pointed at scissors, and then a comb, and then a mirror.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Little tip. Next time you ever get in Italy, do that. Anyway,
I'm getting tired. I think I need to be caffeinated.
Do I need that? Italy, no, you just need a constant stream of caffeine and wine. That's all it is here.
I swear to God, it's all it is here. Teach me a content, Reese.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wait, what's going on with you? Hold on.
Oh, enough about me. my truck's getting new brakes. That's nice.
That's lovely.
Pick up, and then in my calendar, because I'm hilarious, because the pickup truck has gone in to get the brakes done, I put pickup at 3 p.m. in my calendar.
That's funny.
Your dad jokes are, yeah, but I would be too. That's good. That's very fun. You should share that with your children, who I'm sure will find it just as funny as you do.
Well, my eldest son, he loves the dad jokes. He went skiing for the first time with his friends, and I was there waiting, and it was dark for the bus to arrive at his school to pick him up. And I could see him get off the bus, and the three of them were looking around and they couldn't see me because I had my hood up. So I just walked up next to him and went, "Hello, are you looking for your dad?" And he just looked at me and he turned to his friends and he went, "This guy's going to help me find my dad." So he's loving it. He really loves his dad jokes. He buys
that's it. That's really funny. He was funnier than you were. That's hilarious. Pretty clever. How old is he?
He's 12.
That's very funny for a 12-year-old. This guy's going to help me find my dad. He's got a van over there. We're going to go for a ride and look for him.
Exactly.
You have candy, right?
Exactly. He's got a van full of puppies. It's great. Anyway, we're going to talk
about... You do, though, don't you? You actually do.
It's Rosie's peeking out. Anyway.
Did we get any reviews that we have to hand out puppies for?
No.
You know? No?
No.
Lazy sacks of shit.
I just threw the bag of puppies in the river.
That's Jesus Christ, Reese.
Was their fault they didn't leave a review. Don't blame me. They knew the terms.
Leave a review or we'll throw a sack of puppies in the river.
I don't think anyone's ever tried different. I don't think any podcasters have tried that before. We're breaking new ground. Somebody leave a 5-star review saying they said I had to leave this or the puppies would get it. Please leave a review saying that.
If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.